Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Okay, what's good, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. You know what today is. It's Takeover Tuesday. Tonight's the night where you, the author, the actor, the babysitter, the rapper, I don't care if you play the cello, it doesn't matter. Whatever you do, tonight's the night where you can call in and put yourself on blast. Free promotion, you can take over the show for a hot minute and interview yourself. Just tell us what you do, what you got going on. If you're just a listener and you want to hear a certain track, or, you know, hear a topic you want to hear us go in on, tonight, hit us up, 424-243-9649. The lines will be open all night. We usually don't do this, but tonight is the night that we do it. Get in. I'm DJ E-Monster. So let's go over here and check in with Miss Unbelievable and see what she got going on a Takeover Tuesday. You over there, mama? Hello.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. She's here. Absolutely.
What's good? How you feeling on a monstrous Tuesday night?
You know, it's Tuesday. I'm just going to put it like that. It's Takeover Tuesday. Yeah. Things are just going to take over. I don't know if Petty going to take over. You know what? Petty not going to take over. I got a lot of questions that I got to ask tonight. So if no one takes over, Miss Unbelievable got some questions. I need some help tonight. I need some help. It ain't no therapy questions. It's just I need some help questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just some advice.
Yeah.
Tell you how they feel about a certain thing. Not like you're going to listen to it, but we just want to know how you feel about a certain situation.
Right. I'm going to listen. I'm going to take it all in because it'll help me, and maybe it may help my facial inspections, my facial expressions better, you know? Because, I've been getting me in trouble lately.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's go ahead and get into some music, because we got the weather, we got the who's bumping who, who's getting fat, we got topics and a whole bunch of other things waiting on y'all. So, all right, y'all, it's Takeover Tuesday night, coming in live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, serving the world globally. That just didn't make no sense, the world globally. Ain't that the same? It is what it is. Takeover Tuesday.
Kind of. Globally serving the world.
Okay. It still sounds silly to me, too. It is what it is.
I know it, don't it?
Ron Dobbs, Carnisha Nache, all around the world. Everybody got funny money. Some people, they got blue money. Check it out.
And it's about to get blue.
We live, y'all. Take over.
Everything new. Everything new. Yeah. Oh, we got the wood. Wow. If the nigga would, you would turn up like this if you could. Everywhere we go, oh, it's all good. You would turn up like this if you could.
Hey, yeah. Hey, turn it down for what? Cause every
everything new. Everything exclusive, all my money brand new. I'm brand new. Doing something right, cause all my haters brand new. Sick to see a nigga winning, doing the shit they can't do. Hey, look, this hustle came from everything, cause I done paid my dues. Place Franklin's in my pocket, bitch, I never get refused. Keep it cool, shooters with me, so don't make them act the fool. Ain't it true? This is brand new 30, I've been down to you. Brand new Mason Mar, jealous, brand new bitches on my dick. All my dustos come to cop, cause these niggas bound to snitch. They bound to snitch. I just made a check, but last night I ran through it. Catch me balling on these niggas for the times I couldn't do it.
Got a pocket full of blue money, and it's about to get blue. Punish. And I just jumped about the new wheel, with everything new. Everything new, yeah. Oh, we got the wood, which the nigga would. You would turn up like this if you could. Everywhere we go, oh, it's all good. You would turn up like this if you could.
Stop the grind, I know you wish you could. But I keep goons with me, fresh up out the hood. Brand new bag and I'm about to make a jug. Catch a nigga plotting, I'ma send him way for good. If it's brand new conversation about the money, then I'm in. I'ma hustle me and money, stick together like we twins. Always shitting on these niggas, I'ma need me some depends. New niggas in my circles, we ain't looking for no friends. I got brand new weed from Cali, cause my man just got it in. Got a brand new pair of ballys, cross a couple with evidence. I done came up from the bottom, I ain't going back again. Attitude like fuck you pay me, man, how much you trying to spend?
I got a pocket full of blue money, and it's about to get blue. Punish. And I just jumped about the new wheel, with everything new. Everything new, yeah. Oh, we got the wood, with the nigga wood. You would turn up like this if you could. Everywhere we go, oh, it's all good. You would turn up like this if you could. I got a pocket full of blue money, and it's about to get blue.
Yeah. Ron Dobbs, Nisha Nashay. So check it out, y'all. Takeover Tuesday, only night of the week where you can call in and take over a radio station and do whatever the hell you want to do uncensored. You feel me? So check it out. Up next, I got an artist here from the Twin Cities. He did an interview with us right here on the show. He goes by the name of Rob G. Now, I'm not talking about the R&B singer. I'm talking about the rapper, Rob G. Gannon. This is called One Hell of a Night, Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. We're going to open up the lines right after this. We're going to do our Monsters Radio weather report. Hopefully, we'll hit a spot near you. 424-243-9649, or hit us up on Facebook, The Monstars, and leave us a comment. We'll read them live on the air. Yeah. Let's go, Rob G. One hell of a night.
What? When I look into your eyes, I can tell that you're surprised. You're not used to the life being right. Your leg is fitting tight. She on the phone texting, telling all her homegirls they missed out on a session tonight. One hell of a night. One hell of a night. One hell of a night. They missed one hell of a night. One hell of a night. One hell of a night. They missed one hell of a night.
She's like, damn boy, you do it big, and I ain't met nobody, it's real. How you 24 with no kids, cause I'm focused on my meals. Such a hectic life that you live, different women, how does it feel? With the spotlights and the paparazzi, trying to figure out what it is.
When I look into your eyes, I can tell that you're surprised. You're not used to the life being right.
Your leg is fitting tight. She on the phone texting, telling all her homegirls they miss out on a session tonight.
One hell of a night. One hell of a night. One hell of a night. They miss one hell of a night. One hell of a night. One hell of a night. They miss one hell of a night. Miss one hell of a night.
I look into your eyes. I can tell that you're surprised. And you're not used to the lights being bright.
And your leggings fitting tight. She on the phone texting. Telling all her homegirls. They missed out on the session tonight. One hell of a night, one hell of a night, one hell of a night. They miss one hell of a night, one hell of a night, one hell of a night. They miss one hell of a night, they miss one hell of a night.
Yeah, that's Rob G. Like I said, Rob G. Gannon, that's from the Twin Cities. That's the rapper Rob G., not the singer. Don't get them crisscrossed all up. Get in, you'll find something you're not looking for. So, all right, let's bring it back. Let's go over here and do our monstrous radio weather report. I mean, it's unbelievable. Look like we got somebody ready to take over. Let's check in with them in a hot second. But for now, tell us what's going on around the world and what's the weather like. Hello.
All right, Minneapolis. We're sitting there for the one. London's night breeze is 53. Paris night breeze is 54. Atlanta sitting at 58, New York 54, Dallas 66, San Juan 79 with rain, Phoenix 79 with thunderstorms, Los Angeles 68, and Kansas 61. So we going with the 60s, 40s, and 50s. I like that weather. It's what you call fall. Fall on
right,
in.
Fall right.
on in.
All right, so let's see. So, you know, I'm in Bird for Minnesota, where it's kind of chill. So if you're in San Juan and it's 79, don't you call in tonight. I will hang up on your heat-having ass. It is what it is. DJ E-Monster, let's go over here and check in with the lines right quick, and then we're going to see what we got going on the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. But let's see who's trying to take over the radio. 912-334, who we got on the line? Hello?
Yo, what up, you monster? This is Dirty, man. What's happening with you?
Jay Dirty. What's good, bro?
Yo. Hey, what's happening?
That's your world. You dig? Happy to hear from you. Yeah.
Shit, man. Goddamn cooling.
All right. So, take over Tuesday, you know, we just still on our little breathers or whatever, but you know how we do it around here.
Right.
Is there something you want to talk about tonight, or you know what I mean? Something you want to fester up on Takeover Tuesday, J Dirty Radio, right quick?
I can't really do that because the way my mind works, that should be very dangerous. So I don't really like answering anything unless I'm asked something. Yeah, I don't want to do my shit premeditated with the homicide. You dig? I can't just go off out my mouth and do no shit like that.
right. Okay, so let me ask you this, Dirty, because, you know, I at one time, to me, you dig, like we was, like, super-duper close, you know what I mean? We was friends. I actually would call you my friend. And I know sometimes, you know, back in the day, you know, you had your little issues. That's what we'll call it.
A lot of them. Yes. Yeah, I'm a man now, little brother. That was back when I was still a child, but yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. So maybe as we go along, you dig, maybe somebody else could pop in, come up with a topic, whatnot, you know what I mean? And then we could just go in like old times.
Yes, sir. I'm here with you, bro.
Okay. So, it's unbelievable seeing that we got some more breather to do, but we got the who's bumping who, who's getting fat coming up here in just a little bit. I mean, what we going to marinate on tonight on this gossip entertainment lifestyle?
Well, you know how I like to break it down in my little category. So we got some Tamar talking about divorce, Diddy buying, trying to fit in, you know, with LeBron and doing some schools. We got Dennis Rodman hanging. We got some suing for some copyright infringement. We got some dead folks. And then we got some people being released from jail. So there you have it.
Mm. All right,
God,
that's what
damn.
We're going down with tonight.
Yes.
All righty then.
Yeah, and actually, that I seen the one with the copyright infringement. Now, that's one I would not have expected. I'm just going to keep it 100. I'm not going to say who it is. You dig? But I'm just going to say, I was like, wait, what? So I can't wait for you to break this one down. I'm just saying, I want to hear what's going on. I just can't wait.
Well, then I'll do that one last.
Cold-hearted, boy. Cold-hearted right
there. Make you wait for it.
Let's get into our breather so we can get to this entertainment news so I ain't got to keep on waiting for it. Check it out, a new upcomer coming up strong. Actually, he's up under Jay-Z, you dig? So check him out. This is Manolo Rose. It's called I Get Money, Monsters Radio.
Get
some new
money,
music. You may not have heard it before.
Or die. Rock a ball, baby.
Yes, Lord, Manolo Rose, I see you out there shining, baby. The S550 with the gold BBs. No, he didn't do the gold BBs. I see you with your crew, the new walls. Out there tearing up the West Side Highway. Motivating and percolating and putting on for the guy. I heard you betting on the Knicks. If it's 5, make it 10.
I get money. Blue strip honey. Big face honey. Little face honey. Big game honey. Nick game front. Fur on drag. Bitches on the ass. Cop 1-2. Father make it 2. Bitches on the go. Bulls on the loose. All you don't believe? Risk game proof. Watch face blue. I get money, nigga. I get
Monsters Radio Takeover Tuesday. I got another breather to go. Don't forget, it is the Takeover Hour where you can call in, take over the show. You don't like what I'm spinning? You don't like what I'm spinning? Call up, cuss me out, take over the show. Get in, but you got to say it with your chest. 424-243-9649. Let's see. This right here is by request. This is the Hot Shot. It's called What You Ready For? Monsters Radio Takeover Tuesday.
I don't even know you. I can tell you don't got nobody. You don't got nobody to hold you. Everybody needs somebody. Well, I can be somebody for you.
I'll be somebody for you. I'll be somebody for you.
Just tell tell me what you ready for. You say you got it all, but maybe all is not enough. I'll be by your side like an angel in your life. If you call me after 8, then I can be your 9 to 5. I say you got to know that I'm the kid who about to get it, even though you about to get it with me. Oh, I say you got to know that I'm the kid who start and finish, even though you about to finish with me. Tryna set me off, I know you're lonely. Talk like you don't know me. Hips are looking heavy, you move like you don't know me. You got me losing vision, my heart beat by the second. I'm trying to figure out why I'm caught up in them. I don't even know. I can tell you don't got nobody, you don't got nobody to hold you. Everybody needs somebody, well, I can be somebody for you. Just tell me what you're ready for.
You, but the way you staring at me got me feeling like I owe you. And I'm only staring at you cause I'm loving what I'm looking at. So baby, I just had to show you that I'm feeling you, I really do. I don't mean no disrespect, I think I may be into you. Yes, it may sound typical, you want me to get into you. But I ain't even know you like that, and you ain't even know me like that. So relax, yeah, that dress sitting on your butt right. Say the right words, but I truly think I just might. Take you to the Caribbean, let you feel the sunlight. Sounds like hella fun, right?
Spingers. I don't even know you.
I can tell you don't got nobody, you don't got nobody to hold you.
Everybody needs somebody, well, I can be somebody for you.
Just tell me what you're ready for.
Just tell me what you're ready for.
Just tell me when you're ready. I can be the special one if you let me. All you gotta do is tell me if you're ready. Have the time of your life, just guarantee you won't forget me, so. Just tell me what you're ready for. And I'ma tell you what I'm ready for. So baby girl, get ready for it, cause I'm ready for it. So let's get it going.
Somewhere, somehow, I can tell you looking for me. Somewhere, somehow, I can tell you down, you down.
I don't
for
even
me.
Know you.
I can tell you don't got nobody, you don't got nobody to hold you. Everybody needs somebody, well, I can be somebody for you.
Just tell me what you're ready for.
Just tell me what you're ready for. Just tell me what you're ready for.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubblegum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts 3 for a dollar, but that's 6 on EBT.
All right, so I got one more track, and then we're going to open up the lines. This is Tinashe, I don't know, T-I-N-S-H-E. Pronounce it how you want to pronounce it, but it's called So
Make
Offense.
Make it pop it on a hair.
Take over Tuesday, Monstrous Radio.
I know I'm the shit, yeah, I'm super lit. If you don't buy me what I want, I'ma throw a fit. I'm the shit, I know I'm the shit, yeah, I'm super lit. If you don't buy me what I want, I'ma throw a fit. See the shit, yeah, she's super lit. She know she the shit. If you don't buy what you want, she gon' throw a fit. See the shit, she know she the shit, yeah, she's super lit. If you don't buy what you want, she gon' throw a fit. Hey. Brand new coupe, I'm backing out. Spin that shit, I'll buy you out. Ayy, pussy wet all by herself. And if he drown, I ain't gon' help. Bag day, buy your bag day. Fuck the tap day, cash out. On the cash app, I blew past that. Nasty, yeah she nasty. They can't stand me, nah say. Might just pop it on a hair. I know I'm the shit, yeah
looking for the clout. I got sauce, bitch, I shine. I got millions on my mind. I'm a grind. Yeah, this pussy do it right, cause she nasty. Yeah, she nasty. They can't stand me. Nah, I say, might just pop it on a half day. I'm the shit, I know I'm the shit. Yeah, I'm super lit. If you don't buy me what I want, I'ma throw a fit. I'm the shit, I know I'm the shit. Yeah, I'm super lit. If you don't buy me what I want, I'ma throw a fit. She the shit, yeah, she super lit. She know she the shit. If you don't buy what you want, she gon' throw a fit. She the shit, she know she the shit. Yeah, she super lit. If you don't buy what you want, she gon' throw a fit.
Takeover Tuesday. Call in and request your favorite artist. It could be a local, it can be a major. If we got it, we gonna spin it. So, all right, let me bring it back with Miss Unbelievable. I'm still gonna open up the lines with the big homie Jay Dirty. So all right, Miss Unbelievable, what's going on this? Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Also known as the gospel lifestyle. What's going on?
What's going on? Okay, so we got people dying. I'm just saying, the rappers is dying like left and right. Okay, so the Canadian rapper dies during video shoot while filming an airplane stunt. Canadian rapper John James McMurray fell to his death on Saturday in British Columbia while filming a video in which he was walking on the wing of a plane while rapping. According to Billboard, a GoFundMe page has been set up to get his stuff out there to the world the right way with John James' celebration of life. McMurray grew up skiing in the Rocky Mountains, was known for doing crazy stunts in most of his videos. He would truly be missed by fans. When he got to the wing of the airplane, it was too much weight, and the plane spiraled down. His parachute was too close to the ground. He was too close to the ground for his parachute to go up. And so, rest in peace, Canadian rapper.
Damn, that would have made a hell of a scene in a video. But, shit, it wasn't worth it. But, damn, see, and I'm glad you explained it because I was really, because I seen a little clip of the thing. I didn't go too far into it, you know, because I had to get ready for the show and everything. But, yeah, when I seen it, I was like, what? So, what was it? At first, I was like, what do you do? Just try to walk out on the wing and just hold on and just rap to the music and then try to climb back in the door? But, no, obviously, like you said, they walked out. But, wow, it was too much weight and it caused the plane a spiral, and then that's when he came off, and he was too close to the ground. Wow, for the parachute. Okay. Yeah.
We got another slain rapper. Baltimore rapper Nick Breed shot dead at 24. Baltimore rapper known as Nick Breed has died. He was 24. The up-and-coming artist was shot in his hometown neighborhood. He was taken to the hospital Sunday evening to the University of Maryland Shock Trauma Center and pronounced dead soon after. Friends and family of Breed, whose real name was Dominic Grant, said he was an inspirational rapper who was looking to show children in his neighborhood it was possible to make a way and make it out. That's all he wanted to do, his sister Ebony told the Sun. He just wanted to bring it to the city and help the city. He wanted the kids to know they can still be something. The view was echoed by other people who knew the rapper. He tried so hard to tell the truth, Grant's girlfriend told the paper. He was not an average Baltimore rapper. He didn't pick up a pen and paper to try to make money. He rapped because he had a gift. Baltimore County Creek Boys shared a tribute to late rapper on their Instagram. Breed's death is one of the 40 homicides in the city in the last month. The rapper most recent release was the remix of LF's Booed Up. So one of the videos that was shared on Facebook when he was singing doing the remix of it. So yeah. They don't say how
wow.
he passed away though.
Mhm. Wow, it's still crazy though. Trying to do something
mm-hmm.
good. Wow. Okay. You got me stumped on two of them tonight. I don't know what to say. Okay. Ain't much I can say on them one. All right.
Just
what else we
peace.
Got?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, y'all know I'm a sports, like, head, right? So, if y'all don't know, Miss Unbelievable is, like, a sports fanatic. Like, right now, she's watching the basketball game. But, don't know if you guys remember, Ray Caruth, the one who set up his girlfriend to get shot, and he killed the baby. He killed his girlfriend, and the baby was pregnant. And so he was released from jail after serving 19 years behind bars. The disgraced former Carolina Panthers was released from the correctional institution 109 miles from Charlotte. 19 years ago, Caruth went to jail for plotting the murder, like I said, of his 7-month-old pregnant girlfriend, Miss Adams, who was shot by a hitman hired by Caruth. Adams then immediately succumbed to her injuries and managed to implicate Caruth in a chilling 911 call. She died 4 weeks later. The couple's son was delivered via emergency cesarean section and lived. The son, Chancellor Lee Adams, currently lives with his maternal grandmother, Miss Adams, in Charlotte. Caruth originally said he wanted to establish a relationship with Chandler and fight for custody, but recently told the Charlotte Observer that he was leaving that alone for the best interest. So this man is finally out. I didn't realize it was 19 years that he's already served. He was one of the first football players to get put in jail, you know, for stuff, for, you know, a crime. So.
For a murder, for a hit on a girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Hit on a girlfriend.
If you guys remember, that's the one where how it went down, he was in one car and she was in a car behind him. You dig? And the hitman
mm-hmm.
came up, and then when they chased him, they found him in the trunk of a car. So, yeah, it was a really big deal when it happened and went down. But, yeah, I was surprised it's been 19 years. Now, the child did make it, but the child suffered complications during the delivery. And he's still living with those complications. What the results from those complications this very day. So, I was really like, I really don't know, let's put it like this. I'm not experienced enough to even give a comment on, because when I first seen it, I didn't know what to think. Like, should he be able to see the sun? Should he not? Blah, 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 blah. Now, I know the average person would say he shot and killed the mom. No, he should not be allowed. But is that really a revenge emotion? Or is that, you know what I mean, a natural emotion? But I don't know. You know what I mean? That's a deep topic right there.
Yeah,
really,
and how he plotted it. Yeah, how he plotted it out, though, you know, with him claiming he was scared because he felt like they were going to come after him, but him not even acknowledging at first that this is what he did, and he didn't really, it stemmed around him not wanting her to find out that he was a player. I mean, you do what you do, and he didn't want her to have no money. So you know what you messed with in the beginning. You ain't got to kill her, you know, to get your point across to not want different things like that. But I know the son has cerebral palsy, so that, you know, I don't know if he can technically comprehend all that went down unless, you know what I'm saying? So I'm
right,
pretty sure
right.
he realizes it, but I don't know to the fullest extent can he really, like, mourn it, you know, to the fullest extent or understand it to the fullest extent because of his injuries. And so he can't raise his son, but I do believe he should be in his son's life. And so,
right.
yeah, it'd be interesting to see
how
he's going to come out and live.
About taking care of him, I mean, even if he did get custody, let's keep it 100, it's going to be hard for Ray. Very hard for Ray. You dig? Okay, you're a convicted murderer. I don't know if I said that right, but you get what I'm saying. You can't just go
Absolutely.
Into even McDonald's and be like, can I get a job? No, pimping. You dig? So even if he wanted to, it'd be very. I think it would be very hard for him, especially to cater to a child with those special needs.
I ain't trying to be no hater, but I wonder, and I'm just, you know, this is me thinking, did he want to bring the child back into his home? Because he does get a lot of state aid for, you know, kids who have disabilities. And so would he take in his money until he finds a job or, you know, until he finds some income? Because I know he had to pay, he got sued civilly, so he had to pay some restitution. So his life to come out, is, like I said, is going to be interesting in how he's going to right the rights or right the wrongs or whatever.
Right. Well, I don't think he's after that because he said, you know, maybe he'll fall back. Maybe he won't be in the kid's life, so on and so forth. But we'll see how the story unfolds. Maybe the kid will want to meet him. I don't know. Maybe he'll want to ask him that big question.
They've seen each other, so they've had conversations. He's been in to the hot, yeah. So I think it's just the fact of what next. What next?
Right.
So, okay. Diddy opening new Bronx charter school education is his passion.
Okay.
Diddy is beaming with pride over a brand new school he's helping to open in the Bronx. Something he calls his passion. And he's putting a ton of money where his mouth is. The business mogul announced Tuesday he'll be opening a third Capital Preparatory School next year, this one in the Bronx. He already successfully launched one in Harlem back in 2016. Diddy says he wants to make sure the Bronx one gets off to a great start, so he's donating $1 million. He's partnering with Dr. Steve Perry, who obviously he previously opened a Capital Prep in Bridgeport, Connecticut. He says his dedication to the school is all about educating our children, bringing them up as leaders. That's great.
Right. Okay. Looks like who was the other guy? Didn't somebody else just try to do something or did do something like this earlier this year? Was it LeBron James? Was that who it was?
Yeah, LeBron James.
The James?
School is open up in. It's open in Ohio.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Okay, I love this trendy thing right there. Now, that's something that should be trendy. You know, taking
that's
care of your
that
community.
That's something that should be done by everybody. Everyone who has some type of millionaire should all put it back into education. I'm sorry. There should be no reason why we shouldn't have more black banks. There shouldn't be no reason why we shouldn't have enough schools. There shouldn't be no reason why we shouldn't have enough housing. If black folks really knew how to invest, they could capitalize and bring black Wall Street, black businesses, black everything, black owned. But they just got to get out that ghetto mentality of this is mine and mine only.
Okay. So what else we got in our mix for tonight?
All right, so Tamar Braxton pleads with judge to sign off on divorce papers after a strange hubby fails to respond. So Tamar Braxton is tired of waiting around for her estranged husband, Vince Herbert, to show up to court to end their marriage and is pleading for a judge to sign off on the divorce as soon as possible. According to court documents obtained by The Blast, Tamar is asking the judge to grant her a default judgment in the case because Vince has been blowing off responding to her petition for divorce. The divorce has been in limbo for several months, and Tamar was warned earlier this year to get it moving and to serve Vince with the legal docs, which she failed to do for some time. Tamar finally served him on September 6th, and Vince was given 30 days to respond in court. Vince failed to show up or file court documents within the 30-day deadline, and Tamar wasted no time to file a motion seeking for the judge to wrap it up without Vince so she can finally become divorced once and for all. The judge could determine the amount of child and spousal support without Vince appearing and split their community property down the middle. The All the Way Home singer filed for divorce from Herbert back in October 2017 after a 9-year marriage. As reported, the sister of Toni Braxton has had major financial issues while going through the split with Herbert. She is also asking for primary custody of the 4-year-old son, Logan. Tamar is currently co-starring with Snoop Doggy Dogg in the Nation tour of star of the stage play Redemption of the Dog.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put it like this. First of all, I want to say I'm on Team Vince. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I'm on Team Vince. Vince, fight for your woman. That's why he ain't showing. He ain't trying to let that divorce go through. Fight for your woman, bruh. Do what you got to do. but I want to say, why do they keep calling him her estranged husband? We all know that's her husband. She know him. He ain't no damn stranger. A estranged husband. What kind of bullshit is that? He don't got no pussy. How you gonna call him a strange anything? My bad.
Well,
but
technically, he can keep on fighting, but once it hits into the lap of the judge, once he signed on that line, and I think I think what the judge is kind of waiting for is the son. Usually what happens is that they go to, like, family court to make sure that the son is split up and the custody and the legal custody and all that set, because usually when you have a husband and a relationship and it's cut down the middle, especially in the state, I think, of California or something like that, because they didn't make the 10-year mark, which would give her half, she only made the 9-year mark, so she may not get half, the full half. So that may come into play as well.
That's all fucked up.
Right.
Oh, yeah, honey, I know about divorces, honey.
This whole situation's fucked. To all my brothers out there listening, don't get married to these new generation women. They all crazy. They not real women. Don't do it. They're going to take half your fucking life with them. Stop doing this shit. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Quit fucking with these goddamn women. Stop doing it. Stop it. Like, just don't get married to these. Don't do that. Because when you get married to these new age of women out here, you contractually giving away half of your fucking life. Stop doing that damn stupid ass shit. Find you a real woman that ain't for that. And then you'll be all right. These new age women, stop doing it, though. They want half your shit. And about 3 years after you done got married and everybody started arguing and shit and all that go, and then she want to leave, stop it. Stop it. Makes no fucking sense.
Right.
Why the hell somebody want to take half another motherfucker's shit all because they went and got goddamn married to church some damn way and signed this goddamn paper that said we are now husband and fucking wife. Why the fuck you got to take half my goddamn shit when shit don't work out? The fuck that? Why I don't want half of your shit. Why you got to take half of mine? Bitch, if shit ain't working out, then fuck you. Get the fuck on somewhere. What you want half my goddamn shit for? You ain't strong enough or smart enough to get your own goddamn shit out here? Fuck you want half of my goddamn shit for? You full of goddamn shit, that sorry ass shit. Fuck that. Fuck that.
And, you know, their shit's got to be way deeper because if I'm not mistaken, I think, like, if I'm not mistaken, like, he was her manager for years. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
So even
that's
when
even
they
sadder,
split,
though.
It's
yeah,
not
even when
be
they
easy.
Split, right? Even when they split, she still owe him that management percentage for per diem of so many years. So I mean, how does that work? I mean, what's okay? So she pay him the royalties, and then she get half of that.
No, hold on, brother. He signed half of that over when he married her. Now they're divorcing. That shit don't count anymore. They got married.
Oh.
So now she's still.
Okay.
The judge ain't gonna. Yeah, it's all fucked up. He fucked up. He was a dumb motherfucker. He should have never done it. He's stupid. Why would you marry? Why would you marry a Braxton?
Right, and I don't believe that they got a prenup either. And before
that's the biggest fucking mistake.
He stopped being her manager. So before she divorced him, he wasn't her manager anymore either. So I think the only thing that they really have to decide pretty much is custody of the kid. And
because
they
the
already
kid?
Sold the house. The little boy's four. They already sold the
He's
house.
Four.
The Calabasas
and
house.
What state
and I do
they
believe
in?
That California.
All right, so what happens is the judge needs to sit down and determine how much formula and doctor visits and food and housing costs in California. He needs to do
mm-hmm.
the child support based off of that and not just split it for like a 10th or 15% of his salary. Like most women want to get whatever when they have money like they got. They want to get that a fucking child like $100,000 a month. There's no way in the fuck that a kid needs that. There's no way in the fuck a goddamn 4-year-old child needs $100,000 a goddamn. There's no fucking way he's going to need that. What the fuck is he going to do with that? Like, you know how many comic books you going to buy that little motherfucker for that? Don't do that. There's no way in the fuck that makes any goddamn sense at all. Like, the judge need to sit down and say, all right, formula costs this much in California, especially your town. All right, the diapers cost this damn much. Schooling costs this. Daycare costs this. How, you know, rent costs this. All right, make him pay that. If you start giving this, talking about he know $100,000, $200,000 a month, that judge needs to be set the fuck on fire. And that makes no goddamn sense, and fuck his life.
Well, just know that California is a state for the women, so pretty much whatever the woman asks for,
yeah,
they
full of goddamn feminists over there, that ain't shit.
That's
right.
Why a lot of people who are married in the Hollywood, they may like live, let's say they live in Nevada, but when they get to their 10 years, they move to California and they file in California because then it's split. It's not
yeah, don't get it
upon.
Twisted, though. I ain't just picking on the women, though. I'm really mad at the men, though, because they're not being men and they falling for this shit. I'm really just mad at the guys that they're actually allowing women to do this. It's just sickening to me. I'm not even mad at the women. Women, that's them by nature. They're going to do that shit. I'm just mad that men ain't being men anymore because they're kind of feminine now because of the whole feminist movement and the father's not being there 70% of the time in the homes and shit growing up, and they got the attitude of their mamas, they got the mind state of women. That shit is fucking with me because all these dudes nowadays, this new generation, they're all feminine men. They look like physical men in the physical, but their mind state is that of a woman, like their mama or their wife or some shit, and the wife pretty much runs most of the men nowadays in marriages. It's sickening. I don't know why the fuck they allowing this shit to go on, but, like, I'm more mad at the men than the women because women do this by nature. Men, this is not men's nature to be like this. I don't know what's going on.
I agree because half y'all men now dress like girls. So, I mean,
right.
What are we supposed to do? Like, there is
no,
no manly
that's
men
what I'm saying.
Out
the
here.
Women do the women doing what they always do. Like, they being women. They're more emotional. They do this. They do that. But men ain't being men, like, because the daddies ain't been there, like, the fuck, the men think like the women do. They might look like a strong man physically, but then their mind state is that of their mama. They got a woman's mind state. They angry, they emotional. The fuck are they doing? Like, women are basically in lesbian relationships nowadays. When they get in a relationship with a guy nowadays, they're basically in a lesbian relationship because the man you with thinks just like you do. Men and women ain't supposed to think the same. That shit is crazy. I don't know where the fuck this shit happened. It's not supposed to be like that. Men and women ain't supposed to sit down and talk about their goddamn feelings that they both have. And that's, no, men ain't supposed to be talking like that. That shit ain't normal. Women do that, sure. They're emotional beings. That's what they do. Men ain't supposed to sit down and tell their wife, yeah, you know, I just feel a little depressed about this, you know. God damn it, it makes me get down a little bit because I be stressed out. You don't talk to your fucking woman like that, bro. What the fuck you doing out here? You don't do no shit like that. That is not what the fuck a man supposed to be doing. You don't think like your woman, dog. You in a lesbian relationship now?
All right, let me just go in. I'm gonna leave that one alone. Girl, this okay, Tracy Chapman.
I'm sorry,
Nicki Minaj. Over copyright infringement.
That's a whole nother show.
We gonna bring that back up. We gonna bring that. Trust and believe. I'm gonna bring that one back up. But however, we got one more. I've been making y'all wait for this one. Tracy Chapman sues Nicki Minaj over copyright infringement. Los Angeles rapper Nicki Minaj is being sued for sampling a Tracy Chapman song without permission. Chapman filed a copyright infringement lawsuit Monday in a Los Angeles federal court. The Grammy winner singer says Minaj's unreleased track, Sorry, incorporates the lyrics and vocal melody from her 1988 single Baby Guy Can Hold You. The lawsuit states that the Fast Car singer repeatedly denied multiple requests to sample her song for Minaj's fourth album, Queen. Minaj's representatives did not respond to emails seeking comment. Sorry was not included on Minaj's album, but Chapman alleges the rapper gave it to a popular New York disc jockey who played the song on the radio and posted it to his social media account in August. Chapman is suing for unspecified damages and wants to prevent Minaj from releasing Sorry commercially.
Does anybody on this phone actually like Nicki Minaj? Can I ask that question first? Like, who on this phone support, like, actually like Nicki Minaj? Anybody? Anybody? I mean, no, just be honest. I'm just asking a question. Like, just be, I mean, you can't help who you like. Like, did anybody on this phone like Nicki Minaj?
You know, I don't like none of the rappers nowadays, so I'm going to just, you know, just stay over here. I think some people, you know, they just speak shit. So, you can go with your comment. You can go with your comment there. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just going. Oh, my bad, brother. Go ahead, brother. My bad.
No, I'm saying, now, I like Nicki when she first came out, her first ride.
Right.
You know what I mean? When she was first coming up. I loved Nicki back then. She had bars. She had fire. I mean, she wasn't the most humblest person in the world, but she wasn't no diva and all that. The new Nicki today, I don't hold it against her because, you know what I mean? Sometimes what stars do is what stars do. Obviously, she knows what to do to keep herself relevant. But as far as, like, being a fan, as in, like, I'm following up on her. Oh, I got to get the new album. Let me see what she got going on like I used to before. Nah, I'm not that today. Her new music doesn't move me like her older music did.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I used to love listening to her when she used to rap with Gucci Mane, like a long goddamn time ago, bro. Like when Gucci first got with her, like way back before she had her ass plants and shit. She was fire back then, though, when she used to rap with Gucci, bro. But this new age Nicki, dog, she's so emotional and bitter and just hateful and just ignorant. And I feel bad for the females that follow her, bro. Like, she's got a terrible ego. She got a bad fucking attitude, dog. She feels like she's supposed to be the only female rapper that's winning. She is just so sickening. She's like a little damn child that's just, she don't know how to take anything other than her that look like her that's supposed to be winning in the same spot. Like, it's just sickening. But this is like I said, this happened with women rappers since hip hop was born, because women by nature are just very emotional. This is what the fuck they do, though. They always have beef with each other. They can never get the fuck alone. This is what it do. You know, it can't be more than one queen in the castle with them. That's how they think. And it's just sickening shit. It's just sickening shit. You know what I'm talking about? It's not supposed to be like that. It's sickening, little childish, sickening, egotistical shit. I don't like none of it. I miss Lil' Kim.
I think what happened is they became so commercialized. Like, all of them are commercialized,
right.
And they're just trying to just see what hook works, what's catchy. They're not rapping about shit. I mean, nothing. You know,
right.
But I guess when they get back to whatever is selling and whatever the kids now is accepting, like I said, they don't know what real hip-hop is. They just accepting what is being presented to them, and it's a bunch of mumble-jumble stuff. So they're going to accept anything out here.
Right. I'm a huge Big Daddy Kane fan myself. I love Big Daddy Kane. That Smooth Operator track is one of my favorite songs of all fucking time. I'm only 25 years old, though, but I goddamn love it. And I'm a white dude. I'm 25-year-old white dude, but Big Daddy Kane, that Smooth Operator song, that is like the one of the best songs ever made in hip hop history. That shit, if you don't like that shit, I can't be your friend. I'm sorry, but that's just what it is.
Right. Well, I kind of think like music today is very, very trendy driven. You did.
Yes, sir.
I remember back in the day, people did music from the soul. It was a piece of them. You were experiencing them. And that's what made it. You did. When you gravitated to, we'll say, I won't go too far back, but we'll say we gravitated to Tupac. You did. It wasn't
right.
because of no trendy shit. No, because he was spitting the real. He was spitting some soulful
right.
things. You could tell this man felt what he was saying. And
that Thugs Mansion song? Are you serious? Come on, man. You don't make music like that. Thugs Mansion? Get the fuck out of here, man.
Right.
They don't make no shit
no,
like that.
No, they don't.
Right, right. And it was about, back then, what would get you signed is because you were different. You were authentic. You were original. Let's keep it 100.
Right.
Why do you think E-40 made it so long?
Oh,
so damn different. So damn
right.
different.
I think Trick Daddy lasted so long. Because he was
Trick
different.
Daddy. Yeah,
but,
man.
You know,
eat
the
a booty
music
guy.
Now is so depressing. Like, you be like, what the? Okay, you must, what, did that Xanax pop in? Did that, I mean, it's so
right.
depressing. It's not.
I'm so glad you see
it's
that.
Not
it's refreshing. I'm so glad you see the fact that these new age rap dudes is like rapping like women sing. I'm glad you hear that. I'm so glad of that. I thought I was the only motherfucker that's seen in most of the men nowadays that was acting like females on record. I thought I was the only motherfucker that saw that. It's refreshing to hear somebody else think like that. Jesus.
Yeah, so. But, hey,
that is all
yeah,
the that is all the gossip
Stop.
Lifestyle I got. So
you did your damn thing tonight. That was a lot of shit you covered, dude. Shout out to you. You did hella
oh,
good tonight on that. Yeah, I swear.
Right. So all right, let's see. So we're close to the end of the show. Let's see. Is there anything we want to put out there? Anything anybody want to put out there? Something going on in your city or wait. Unbelievable. Didn't you have something else you had to put out there? Didn't you have something else you wanted to throw up? We still got like 3 minutes.
Now I ask my question on Karma Cafe. I'll ask them on Karma Cafe. I just got some questions. You know.
Okay. Okay. Well, still, you can still drop them on them so they can let it marinate with the people. So when they call back in on Karma Cafe, they'll already have an opinion and maybe they'll participate. You know what I mean? Because it's hard sometimes, I know, for people to just jump in on a topic when we just throw it out there. You know, we don't thought about it, you know, a little bit before the show. So, you know, we know where we're going with it. So just let the people know a little bit what we're going to talk about on Karma Cafe. Let it marinate.
Okay.
Marinate.
So, you know, I'm glad he was talking about the femininity of the men. I want to, you know, I have an issue with the hardcoreness of the ladies. Like, there's no feminine, like I was saying before, there's no feminine ladies. And the feminine ladies, and my thing is, why, when you have your natural hair, they make it seem like, is your hair real? Like there's no real women out here no more. So my thing is, how can we talk about the real women that's still here and how we can bring them back alive? Because it's like we're dying from the fake ones. I'm just saying. Because if one
That's
more person
awesome
actually, if my hair is real, I promise you I'm going to slap them. And then if they touch it one more again, I'm going to jail.
That's
going to
be an awesome topic.
It's
going to be a very good topic.
So there.
There it is. So that's what we're going to run down on Karma Cafe. So make sure you think about it and let us know. On Thursday night, right here, same place. If you need to find out what's going on and how to get there, just go to monsterusradio.com and you can find the links over there. The show will be called Karma Cafe because tomorrow is Wet, Wet Wednesday where we play that flash music.
Oh, y'all still do that?
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it gets nasty.
Oh. Hey, has no idea who she's talking to right now, but I'm going to let her do her thing because she's grown. She's probably a little older than me, but she has no idea. I don't even want to call in tomorrow because I know when I used to, though, everybody looked at me like I was crazy. But I'm still debating whether or not I should call in on Wednesday or not because I got problems. No, baby, I got problems. I have problems. No, baby, I have problems.
Dude.
No, I have problems. I might need to have a psychiatrist on three-way. You got to relax. I don't know how this is going to turn out.
My bad, E.
She
don't know.
Well, if I don't know, then I'm supposed to see. I'm just saying, come through. I'm asking
for it.
No,
I ain't no freak, though. I'm actually the opposite.
Sure.
I'm actually the opposite of that. I don't like anybody,
mm-hmm.
so it's going to be hell. Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe you.
I'm really not a freak.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Well, all right,
I absolutely don't believe you, but okay.
Tune in tomorrow and see if J Dirty actually calls in or not. But we're going to have a sexy music.
I'm
going to
pray about it, brother. I'm going to ask Jesus the rest of
All right, y'all. Tune in tomorrow. It's Wednesday. Monsters Radio Live. We out.
Thank you for listening. We love you.